Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
not provide the way you want him to provide, or he might not give you what you want, but I'm telling you right now, many of you could be witness to this, he will always provide you what you need. He might not give you what you want all the time, but he will give you what you need. God bless you all on this evening. I thank God for each and every one of you. It is always a pleasure. Amen. We always give an honor to our Lord and Savior, my God Almighty, and we thank him. And I give him the glory for giving us the tools and giving us the information, different things that we never tapped into to where it's been awakening right now. And I thank God for giving us this revelation information that what he's given us, for we can keep on advancing in the kingdom of God. God. Amen. And we can keep being an impact and influence on people's life. So I give honor and thanks to him. I thank God for her beautiful wife. I give it up, my God, for Lakeisha Spence. I thank God for her. Amen. Amen. Strong woman. My God of mine, and I thank God for her. And I thank God for my ADM family. My God, it's a blessing. Always a blessing, my God. And I'm telling you right now, that's one family. I'm telling you, my God, it keeps me pushing, keeps me going. And I just thank God for my ADM family. Pastor Smith, we thank God for him. Hopefully, we're going to be hearing for him soon. I know we are, my God, because God is starting to take me off. I'm starting to start tapering down from this morning broadcast. Amen. So I know God got something else for in store for me to do. Amen. I thank God for you all. My God, it's a blessing. Especially our international partners all over the world. We thank God for them just faithfully listening in. Norway, United Kingdom, my God, Germany, Europe, Australia. My God, we thank God for France. We thank God for them, and we thank God for our families and friends right here in the United States of America, and I thank God for you all. I don't want you all to stop sharing the word. Get into the word. Let's begin to share the word. Begin to be ministers and gospel ministers of the word. Amen. It's a blessing to where you could be able to provide somebody something that they don't have. It's a blessing to bring them in and draw them closer to God and draw them closer to their Lord and Savior. Amen. So I thank God for all our international friends and also our friends and families right here in the United States of America. My God, I thank God, California. My God, we thank God, Nevada, Denver, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Missouri. My God, we thank God for them as well. Tennessee, Canada, we thank God for them as well. Texas, Florida, my God, Alabama, we thank God for you all as well. And right there on our East Coast, we thank God for you all. And hopefully you're taking warnings, you're preparing, you're getting everything that you need to possibly do. Amen. I understand that you're praying for the hurricane to turn around. I understand that you'll probably be praying for the hurricane to turn and different things. Unfortunately, God's plan, God will be done. Amen. I've been through several of them. Several of them we prayed to turn around, but they still came, and they came with a punch. My best bet, use wisdom, people of God. Always pray. Tell us, get prepared. It says warning always come before destruction. So make sure you're prepared and you plan. My God Almighty, if you don't feel safe, you feel like your spirit, get up and move. Our mother tonight that's going to be speaking, she could really teach you and tell you on that herself. Amen. My God, I'm not going to prolong too much more time because I know that, my God, many of you ready to get ready to get into the word. But before we go there, amen, we're going to get our pioneers just going to go ahead and get ready to pray, my God, and lay down a foundation for us so we could get ready, my God, expect the word of God and get ready to soar into so much places. So I declare and decree that you'll begin to go ahead and settle down. I know many of you have been working. You had a blessed day. I'm not going to say you had a long day. I'm going to say you had a blessed and a productive day. You had a blessed and a productive day. So therefore, just settle down. Turn off the TV. Turn off everything. Sit right there. Allow your spirit to get fed and get prayed for. That way you get ready to go and lay down. You lay down, my God, in the spirit. The spirit is lifted up in your fed. And guess what? When you wake up in the morning, you're going to be declaring and decreeing, and everything that is for you, guess what? It is for you. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you also, Apostle Temple.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we humble ourselves coming your throne of thanksgiving, just thanking you for this day, thanking how you took care from early this morning up to this part. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to you, Apostle, and to First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to everyone at ADM Memory Ministry this afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just say thank you once again. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to just to thank you and to glorify your name. God, we thank you how you have kept us all day long, God, and a peace to the in you, Jesus. How we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, we continue, Lord, to lift your man servants up in your woman servants, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you constantly strengthen them, God, as they pour out to us, God. Continue to pour into them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God. Build a fence around them in the name of Jesus, God. Give them traveling mercy to and for in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your strength and your ability, God, and that you put in us, God, to continue just to push no matter what in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the trials and the tribulation, God, that we go through. That emotion, God, only make us strong in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we look towards the hills there, which come in our help, realizing all our help coming from you. No other help that we know, God. Continue to let us bow down and cry out to you, God, of the most, God, for everything out of our say, every need that we have, God. Let us give it to you, God. Every situation in our life, let us give it to you, Eko Boche, to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, you are working one. We realize, God, that you're still working every situation out in the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you just for that. We thank you for what you have done, Lord, about what you even doing now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for saving, delivering, and setting the captive free, God. We thank you, God. Lord, about say yes, Lord. We thank you, God. Lord, about say yes, it is. Yes, Lord, about send that about. Yes, we thank you, God, that the backsliders are running back to the house of prayer like never before. The sinner man, Lord, about say is running back to the house of prayer, Lord, about say like never before. Wanna call on the name of Jesus, Lord, about say in these last and evil days, God. We thank you, God. Thank you for your peace, your love, God. That joy that is just bubbling over. Can't say enough, but thank you, out of my son now. Telling you thank you all day long, huh? In the name of Jesus, God, because you are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you touch, huh, the people that are in the hurricane, God, of us in their head. Oh, God, we ask that you shield and protect them, God. Let them know that you are even in the storm with them, God, of us in their head. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your peace of life. Peace, seek, oh, but I know the Lord. God, we thank you today, God. We lift our family members up, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for continuing to draw them near to you. They've been delivered and set the free, God. Let us begin to just cry like never before. Like never before, God. We thank you, God. Let us begin to open our mouthpiece out of our son, out of our, and just say glory, hallelujah, out of our son. Now, thank you, Lord, just for this day, God. Out of our say, we realize, God, you didn't have to do it, but you did it, out of our son. Now, oh, we thank you today, God. We lift your holy name up, God. Oh, God, you said when the praise goes up, the blessing shall come down. So we ought to just begin to praise God, to magnify his name, because he is worthy to be praised. Oh, thank him how he kept us gentle while we're here. And thank him how he kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. That's enough all by itself. What about thank you? Oh, boy, how we thank him. We thank him for ordering our footsteps, God. We thank you for creating us a clean heart and renewing that right spirit within us, God. We thank God, oh, Moshe, God, that we can love in spite of our heart. Oh, how we thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up the hospitals, the people that are in intensive care, God. I said, oh, Moshe, God, if we only can go down and walk down the aisle in the hospital, oh, Moshe, God, and see the sick and shedding in everywhere, God, in critical condition, God. Hey, glory, baby, God. Maybe it'll be change our minds, God. Oh, but today I pray, God, that you be a mind regulator for us, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't want to say, God, I thank you, Lord. I send the Lord. We thank you for being that mind regulator today, God. In that heart fixer, Eco Boy, send that over my sinker. Let us continue to love like never before, huh? love like you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let us see like you see, God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing naked is about shake, God, but everything positive and good in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. We lift up our son, God. We lift up every mother that it is out of the most, God, today, God. I pray, God, that you continue to keep the mothers, God. Continue to let them cry out to you, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us go to both cry out your word. The word of the most, God, that will keep us, God. Let us know your word is sufficient. Yes, it is. Nobody said that. Yes, it is, Jesus. It is sufficient. In the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you encourage somebody today, God. I speak in encouragement, the most. Hold your head up, out of my say. Nothing is down, but everything is up in Jesus, God of my side. Oh, just know that he's fixing your situation. Just know that he's making a way out of nowhere when it seems like no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up the nation, God. We realize this nation, oh, my God. This nation needs your bullshit. Everybody needs prayer this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So let us continue to pray for one another like never before, huh? These things we ask this afternoon in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Oh, glory be to God.
And we're going to give God the glory, and we give him the praise. We
yes.
thank God for that prayer. And I'm telling you right now, can I just tell you a little
yes,
something?
Lord.
Just going to let you know by the word, by what the word of God says, as long as you keep lining up with it, I just want to let you know that you are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is blessed. And it's not about what
yes.
the enemy think or what he try to do. And it's not about
yes.
what somebody think and what somebody want to do. Can I tell you, you're blessed. Can I tell you, you're healed. Can I tell you
yes.
that God got everything working out for his good. Can I tell you all you need to do is just give God a praise. All you need to do, just say
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. If you want to please him, my
hey,
God,
yes,
you just
Lord.
Say thank
hey.
You. It's not about what it looks like. It's not about what it is. It's about what God is taking you.
Thank
and all you got to do is say, God, I thank you. I might not
yes.
have much in my cabinet, but I thank you for what I have. I might not be feeling my best, but I thank you that I still got life and strength to give you a thank you. I give
Man.
God you the glory,
mm-hmm.
and I know that as many of you this evening that can give God the glory, regardless of what,
hallelujah.
God, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
And we bless your
thank.
Holy name. Somebody go ahead and give
thank
him
you,
a
Lord.
Go ahead and give him praise.
Ooh,
I
yes,
give God
yes, thank
the
you.
Praise. Because he is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
I'm telling you right
yes,
now, he is worthy to be praised. He is the great
yes,
I am.
Yes,
he is
yes,
Jehovah
Lord,
Jireh. He is Jehovah. He is the Lord God Almighty. And I know that many of you
hallelujah.
Understand that regardless of what, just give God the praise. I'm telling you right now, I got a question. Are you ready, my God, to continue to walk into the blessings of the Lord? Are you ready to continue to keep your life to be changed? Are you ready for different things that is components that is in your mind? Ready to be, my God, ready to begin to be positioned the correct way, the right way, as if the way of the Lord? Are you ready for the things of God that has for you that it is for you? And all you need is every word that you begin to release in prayer, you're going to begin to see it manifest in your life. And as you are ready, you just go ahead and give God our thanks to you as we get ready, my God, to receive our very own Mother Helen. God bless
Amen.
You, Mother Helen. God bless my God Almighty.
Hey, glory.
Amen.
God bless you too, Mother Jackson. God bless you, Pastor. I thank God.
Amen. God bless you.
Well, I might do a sit down tonight. I'm just so grateful and have so much to be thankful for.
Amen.
And I give honor to God, who's the giver of all our lives. I give honor because he keeps us every minute, every second of the day. It's nothing
Amen.
That he does not see or
hear.
So I thank him. I thank God for my pastor, prophet, apostle-elect, Temple Spencer. Pastor Smith, Either Barbara Lex Smith, all of the mothers, the deacons, the praise team, the ministers, everybody that it takes to make up the body of ADM. I thank God for all of you. Well, I just want to give a little testimony before I get into my message. And it's going to be pertaining to this. On a year ago Sunday, on the 9th of September, when the bad weather Irma came through and they was talking about the 100-and-some-mile wind, and I was listening, and I said, well, I don't think I'll be coming back here because I got too many trees. I just don't feel right. So lo and behold, my pastor said the same thing. So he didn't know I already had a bag packed, and I didn't come back this way. I guess we had such a high time in church, and we got home, and I guess we had been there about maybe an hour till my neighbor called, and he said, well, a tree just fell and tore your house up and mine too. I wasn't prepared for what I saw when I came to my house. It just looked like somebody had took an axe or a knife and just split it in two. And not to say that I was devastated. All kind of thoughts coming in my, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Because in all of my life, my adult life, I had never lived with people. I always had my own little place. If it wasn't nothing but a room, I just was a private person, and I didn't like living with people. But who knows? That everything that happened, remember I told you that God is a God of purpose, and everything that happened, he has a purpose for it. You don't see it at the time. You don't feel it at the time because you're too busy whining and complaining. And first of all, I would just like to thank God for the ADM ministry. I started hanging around that ministry, I guess, maybe October. I went a couple of times. November, I went two or three more times. In December, I think I was in. They started giving away gifts, and I think what got me, you know, mother got to always give a little, make you smile. It's good to have laughter now. They gave everybody a gift. It just wasn't the people that were part of ADM. And I looked in my bag, and I had me a pair of boots, and I had my watch. I said, this got me, but not really. I come home and I prayed and I asked God. And he didn't say anything right away. I said, well, I'm going to go back one more time. Got up in there, don't you know, it's a love story. I fell in love with the first lady and the pastor. And the folks were falling on the floor like logs. And I have two or three mentors out there that's what I come from. And I was right at home. Before I knew it, I jumped up, started picking people, you know, laying hands, ministering to people, and I got nervous after I did it. I said, oh, my God, I'm not a part of this ministry. I said, I hope you don't chew me out because, you know, I was out of order. I was thinking all kind of things, and he just smiled like he was so glad to have me. Well, that got it. And I've been running with ADM ever since. I always have them. Lack what went on or what is, but you know what? Everything that you go through or everything that come by your ears or come in your life is for a purpose. Sometimes we don't know what the purpose is. If we did, we'll be trying to fix it. But God is a God of purpose. And
amen.
I want to thank God for Pastor C for introducing me to ADM Ministry and Pastor Temple. I'd be so ever grateful for the fact that I'm happy at home. I know this is my home. I don't, you know, sometimes you get disgruntled and all, but that ain't nothing but those diabolical talks that Pastor has taught us about coming in your mind. You can tell when you're on the right road. So with that being said, we're going to talk about you can be crushed but not broken. You may get knocked down, but you're not knocked out. You know, when you go through things, God sometimes have to bring all of his servants down the size. That's what my mama used to tell me. She said, all right, I'm going to bring you down the size. That meant you was going to get a behind whooping if you didn't sit down somewhere. So when you make up your mind, really make up your mind, that you're going to let your footsteps be ordered by God, that you're on the right road now. Get ready, get ready. Because you will get crushed, but you won't get broken. You will get knocked down, but you won't get knocked out. Some days you can feel like throwing in the towel and just saying, this is it. I'm not going to do that. You can just imagine that I never thought that I would be out of my home almost a year. But, you know, it worked out some things in me. You know you can know the word. You can think you all in. But when trouble comes to your door, this is where the rubber meets the road. God going to find out, do you mean what you say? When you give him all of the praise, he's such an incredible God. We have to give him incredible praise. But he's going to find out if you mean it. When you say, God, I love you, he's going to find out if you mean it. When you say, I love God's people, you're going to be tested that way. So it's just a tedious journey, but it's a good journey. Pastor was talking this morning about the order of God. And he said, the steps of any man that is ordered by the Lord, if you please him in your way. Now, this message is for the real saints of God, and it's really for everybody. I say, come on our side. Come on in to the church where the anointing is flowing and get what God has for you, because you can stay out there and get something temporary, and it doesn't last long, and you right back in the same boat. I didn't say you would have everything you want. I didn't say you would be able to go everywhere you want. But one thing I do know, you will have a peace that surpasses all understanding. When you lay down at night and lay your head on a pillow, you know that God is watching over you. So I'm going to be coming from a very familiar chapter out of 4 Corinthians, but I'm going to begin at the 8th verse. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. And I'm going to drop down to the 16th verse. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed. Day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an external glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? I was taught all of these things for about 9 months. He would deal with me. And I never knew and thought too much about purpose. But when you begin to get into the Word of God and you begin to really just spend time with him, the light comes on and you see, oh, so this is why I had to go through this. This is why this happened. And I thought about an old song that my uncle used to sing when I was a little girl in the church. Most of you young, young people, millennials, you probably haven't heard of this song. I don't, my pastor might not even have heard of it. But it just says, just think of his goodness to you when waves of affliction sweep over your soul and the sunlight is hidden from view. Just think of his goodness to you. That means that the storm is passed over, and if it hadn't passed over, it's passing over. We must stay in this word. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and call according to his purpose. He also said in Romans 8, he said, let nothing separate you from his love. Your trials, tribulations, nothing. Stay in the press. You know, in the Old Testament, they used to call it the wine press. And what the wine press was, when they put the berries, grapes in,
they had a machine and they pressed down so hard and make the juice come out. This is sometimes what we have to do, but we have to stay in the press. We feel like we in the wine press. And you say, Lord, what next? When illness come up under your body, look like you just can't get well. When bills are due and you don't know where the money is coming from, when everything that can go wrong will go wrong, when you persecuted, when all manner of things have been said about you, to you, what do? You just lean on the arms of the Almighty God, and you just keep looking to the hills. He say we may be cast down and perplexed, but we're not destroyed. We may be crushed, but we are not broken. We may be knocked out, but we're not knocked down. And Pastor Smith, this is for you. You may be knocked out, but you're not knocked down. Deacon Joe, you may be knocked out, but you're not knocked down. We are forever giving God the glory and the praise for what he has done for all of us. We got the victory, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it thinks it looks like. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. And that means we got to keep looking to the hills from which cometh all our help. All our help coming from the Almighty God. And I would like to just say a little verse from Lamentation. He said his grace, his mercy, and compassion is new every morning. Every morning that we wake up, that grace and that mercy. 22nd verse of Lamentations, because you might want to read it for yourself. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You can't lose when you trust God in all your ways. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. May have went through some hard times, may have had some bad moments in my life, but I look at myself now and I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that the storm is passing over, and it won't be long, so I will be, and I am, an Ephesians 20 person. All of you should strive for this. No matter what you're going through, tossed and turned, pressed down, but you're not destroyed. You always got a friend in Jesus. So then, after all I've said, we're going to go to what we all need to be. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask to think, according to the power that worketh in us. So that means follow the purpose of God, give his order, have the core value. That means trust God's word. If you trust God's word, we'll know how to love each other. We'll know how to be kind to each other. And I thank you. And I hope this word has encouraged somebody, because I know that the storm is passing over. And you know, I always like to leave a little nugget with you that I just kind of came in my head. What God has for you is for you. It can't be stolen, it can't be borrowed, and it can't be duplicated. And I stole this from Pastor Smith. But to receive all of this, please don't buck against the system. God bless you. Be encouraged and know that the storm is passing over. Just think of his goodness for you when the waves of affliction. You may be crushed, but you're not broken. You may be down, but you're not. You may be out, but you're not knocked out. So take care. God bless. And now it's back in the hands of Pastor Temple. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you, Mother
Amen.
Helen. My goodness.
Yeah.
Mother Helen, I want you to do something for me one more time. Read that scripture again about in the morning, how your grace is renewed. Just read that once again, because she really tapped into an area that where I'm heading there in the 7 a.m., but I didn't took you all there yet. I really want to get in your spirit, but this is why. The scripture she just read. Go ahead and read it again, Mother Helen.
It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
It's so many things that Mother Helen said that got me a little choked up right now. I'm just really trying to stay focused because she really hit an area where I'm taking, want to show you all and really want you all to grab. And that's that area to where when you get up in the morning, you don't get up in the morning with your problems, with your issues of yesterday, because what you just done, and I haven't even got that deep with you just yet, but by she bringing out the scripture, what you have done, you just assaulted what God released over you. You just insulted what God released over you. So by you stepping into the realm, what God, because every morning, like the scripture says, I was planning on going there, but I was taking you there because I want to get in your spirit. But when you get up with your problems, with your issues of yesterday, with different things of yesterday, and you're not in tune with God, you just move out of the place where you left God, and God don't release himself on you. He don't release what you need to go into that day, and all you have to do is speak it. Every morning, speak it. This is scripture. I'm not sharing things with you all just to be sharing because it sounds good. It is scripture. God does something and release a new thing on you every morning. But if you get up with your issues, you get up with your problems, you get up with yesterday's stuff, you just insulted. You just insulted grace and mercy. You just insulted what God has for you. What left for you, what left for God to do for you that day? You might as well just repent and start it over the next day. That's what you're going to have to do. And that's what many of you saints, you're finding out throughout your days. As you know, it's like things ain't working. How did you get up? How did you get up? And the reason why, saints, that I'm drilling you so hard in the early in the morning, because the moment you open your eyes, your spirit never sleeps. The moment you open your eyes, you begin to process information. You begin to dialogue information that is in your spirit. Regardless if it was an issue that happened yesterday, regardless if it's the circumstances that hit a nerve and you went to sleep with that circumstances with you, that's why some of us, when we go to sleep with problems, it comes into our dreams, because your spirit never sleeps. And if it disturbs you, it doesn't disturb your spirit. So what we need to do, we need to reprogram how we get up and perceive information as soon as we open our eyes. As soon as we wake up, we need to get ourselves reprogrammed. We program to dwell on, I got this coming. I got disrespect what God don't release on you in the morning. And also, you finna get ready to start your day off of a wrong note. And that's why God have me doing what I'm doing with you all, overloading you, giving you this stuff. And I know it's so much information, and it's just so rich as well, and we're doing it in the morning because it's your spirit that needs it. And when your spirit get reprogrammed, and you get reprogrammed, when you wake up in the morning, all you're hearing is the word of God. All you're in a place of worship. All you're in a place, guess what? You're putting God first before anything. You're putting him first, and you're ready for a life of success. Mother Helen, I thank you so much, and I appreciate you. And I hope somebody just really learned for something you said, because Mother Helen was like, she came to the church and she went home. God didn't say nothing to you. A lot of times God want to show you, didn't tell you. A lot of times he want to show you, because sometimes we wrestle with the voice that be spoken to us. And a lot of times people, you're wrestling with different things, and God say, I'm going to show you to make you a believer, then I'm telling you, that way you don't have to wrestle. Because it's an old saying, seeing is believing. And sometimes we have to see it before we believe it. Many of you is facing a decision today, and you're facing a decision trying to acquire God, what he need to do. Use the other senses that speaks the language other than your hearing. You also got seeing. You got your vision. My God, spiritually and naturally. It also, my God, channel information to you so you can begin to perceive information. I just thank God for, and it was so funny that you went this way, Mother Helen, because I was going to introduce you to tell the people why they call you OG. My God, and I was going to tell the people you need to come to church and you'll find out why she is Mother OG. She ain't your typical mother, just sit on the side. Sometimes I see her, she already gone before I am. And I just love it because at the end of the day, love the energy and just love it. My God, saints of God, it's just a blessing. And I just want to end on this note of love, amen, and just keep ending on the love. You got two revelations why you need to get up in the morning, focus on God, and focus on the different things. Why you being overloaded with information early in the morning. Why it's very important for you to begin to have positive thoughts and begin to speak different things. And my God, you don't want to disrespect what God released on you every morning. He's doing a new thing every day, but you have to tap into it. I thank God for Mother Helen. If you have any last remarks, we're going to embrace the people of God. I thank God, and I just see them in the morning. Amen. And we're going to keep overloading.
Yes, I just say God bless you and keep on staying at ADM so you can be that Ephesians 20 person that you could, he's going to do above, abundantly, all that we could ever ask or think. We can't even believe or understand what God wants to do for us. He's waiting. We're waiting on him. He's waiting on us to just open up our heart. God bless.
Amen. There you have it from our very own mother. Amen. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, and words of influence that is continuing to impact the body of Christ all over the world. Thank God for you all. See you in the morning, 7 a.m. Let's not play with it. Let's be about the Father's business. God bless you.
God bless you.